And so I was riding like really rough and I'm going, whoa, babe, whoa, babe, whoa. And I pulled back on the reins, but the horse wouldn't stop. Thought I was going somewhere else, didn't you?
No, I thought you were going to, well, to be honest, I thought you were going to be having a pig there.
Oh, babe.
Yeah, babe. I thought you were going to do something with that.
Nope.
But, hey, babe, how's it going?
Buttermilk pig, Zuckerman's famous babe.
He's the famous. He can read too, or write. Read? If you write,
he eats spider webs.
He eats spider webs. The magnificent pig. Watch him eat a pile of spider webs, unlike anyone else.
He eats it just like their fettuccine.
He's famous for it. He's famous. Look at him.
I'm gonna put him in my famous barbecue sauce bath.
Yeah.
Then I'm gonna pull him apart.
Jesus Christ.
Well, pulled pork. Jeez. It's a common dish. It's delicious.
Oh, you know, the pork that is pretty much graze on acorns tastes better because of the acorns they eat. So,
where do I get one of those?
A pig that only eats spider webs must taste even better.
Like silk.
Oh, no. So there's
symbiote.
No, I was actually thinking about getting that for you sometime.
Spider milk?
No, the ham that only eats, or the pork, pig that only eats acorns.
As long as you don't get me ham, I don't like ham.
Okay.
I like bacon. I like pork shoulder. I like pork butt.
No, it's more like a prosciutto kind of deal.
Oh, okay. Woo. Because I don't like ham.
No, it's called.
Don't know what it is about it.
It's called jamón de brachio de bayota.
Hmm. A ham that broke the camel's back.
Yeah.
Sorry. I don't know Spanish. A ham that ate an olive, but it was in an acorn.
It's the region it's from. It's like it's cured in like the mountain air, and it pretty much only eats acorns.
So, jamón...
Ebrecchio.
No, jamón clásico queso fresco.
Yeah, something like that. From Aaron Sanchez.
I wonder if they make pig cheese. Sorry, they got milk.
Are you getting back on the cheese pig wagon?
Well, no. I didn't think about that till just now. But, like, I mean, pigs make milk.
Do they make human cheese?
I hope not.
Yeah, that'd be really fucking weird.
Yeah, I mean... I don't really want to think about it.
No, that hurts a lot.
Yeah. Thanks for hurting me. Anyways.
So today.
You're going to get hurt.
Listen, I have been working hard. And.
How hard have you been working?
I've been working so hard that.
How hard? Sorry, I don't know what I'm supposed to do here.
I don't know. Diamonds are admirous. Admirous? Envy. Envious.
Ambergris.
Ambergris. Diamonds are crazy. Expensive. That's how hard I've been working. But
I've been working so hard.
How hard have you been working?
So hard that my eyelids won't even close.
That's terrifying. Anyways, so today we're going to be
Pringles lids.
Pringles lids. Oh, there you go.
Nailed it.
So today we're going to be talking about demanding a promotion.
Oh, that's why you said.
Yeah.
Oops. You're wearing your, like, train conductor hat shirt.
That's how hard I've been working.
It's like the same stripes as a train conductor hat.
Kind of is.
Yeah, the other one was something I forgot now. Family Feud.
Family Feud. Today, we are going over
We're going to... First thing your wife says when you propose. Okay, Diane, you've been here for a while now. I see you got your whole family. Uh-huh. Yeah, so why don't you tell me, what is the first thing your wife would say when you propose?
How hard have you been working?
How hard have you been working? All right. Survey says... Ding! My God!
It made it up 20.
That's the number one survey.
Surveyed 100 people.
We surveyed one person.
And that was the only answer he gave.
That's been another episode of Family Feud.
Oh, yeah, I totally got that theme song wrong.
I don't know if that's the current day theme song. I know that's the old one.
They must still use it.
Man, how great was, like, being sick and watching Bob Barker on The Price is Right?
Oh, yeah, that was always great.
It's like this show happened before I was born and it's still entertaining. What witchcraft is this?
Who came up with this? Dude.
You don't remember?
I'm literally seeing demanding a promotion and that is like it. nothing here. nope, that's way over there.
Well, just pick a random one. The sad part is I can remember the one we tossed away.
Oh, spending spree.
Oh, yeah, spending spree. Thank God.
Jesus.
Spending.
We should write these down.
A web. Spending a web for a pig to read.
Yeah. No, so like if you won $1 million or however many dollars.
What would you do with it?
Yeah. And we can't. Post Malone. I think in this topic, we can't say hoard it away.
A what?
You can't.
That's like my number one.
It's spending spree.
Whenever someone's okay. Like, man, if I won the lottery, I would go buy a Lamborghini. And I was like, how much is the lottery? And they're like, oh, I don't know, like $3.5 billion. And I'm like, okay, $3.5 billion, right? And they're like, yeah. And I was like, okay, I would take $1 billion and put it in a U.S. like IRA, like high yield savings account.
Yeah.
I would take another billion and put it in an offshores account, like in Switzerland or something.
Yeah.
I would take a third billion and hide it somewhere that no one could ever find it. Then I'd take the 0.5 billion and live comfortably. Yeah. Just save the rest.
Now you take the 1 billion, buy a shit ton of gold, which is never going to depreciate, and then you hide it.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. So you want to have something.
That's true.
Because, I mean, inflation alone is going to fuck you over.
I mean, why don't I just buy the moon? Like, that's got to be worth something.
I don't think you can.
I will contact NASA. Oh, better idea. Take $2 billion of my $3.5 billion and rent all the telescopes that NASA uses for a solid month and watch them lose their minds.
You just went from saving almost all of it to fucking with NASA.
Well, I want the moon, damn it.
This is mine now. Fuck some kid flag. With like a really big magnifying glass just looking at it, you smash it.
Not a telescope. Yeah, a really big magnifying glass.
Don't even try it.
I'm just going to put a big Not Now podcast flag in it.
Yeah.
Bam.
Bam. You're holding up like
Chef Emerald's there saying bam while I do it.
Yeah, that's what the other billion went towards.
I'm pretty sure if I had an offer, Chef Emerald would probably fly to the moon for like, you know, $1,000.
Dude, if you were paying to fly somebody to the moon, I would be on that wagon.
Nope, you're not invited.
Unless it's like your own makeshift shuttle out of like cardboard and duct tape.
I was just going to say you're not invited unless you can pull off a stunning Chef Emeril impression.
Bam!
And also wear a costume that makes you look like Chef Emeril.
Do I have to gain some weight? Because I'm willing to do that for this role.
Not necessary. NASA has bodysuits.
Okay, fair enough.
I think.
Or Hollywood. How was my bam? Was it on point? All right. So he gave me a thumbs up, everybody. Thumbs up. Just so you know.
Yeah, so that's definitely went into some material there.
Yeah, definitely crossed a couple lines. Let's just both agree that we would save it if we were actually given any sum of money.
Save the moon?
Huh? No. Oh. Save the moon. Sorry. This is my Save the Moon fund. You could probably sucker some people into that.
Like some dumb like millennials?
Kickstarter.
Like, save the moon. Trump's trying to build a wall on it.
I have cutting edge reports that the scientific quote unquote community doesn't want you to know about. And we need to save the moon. So I'm working towards my Kickstarter goal of $800,000. Donate.
People think that it's actually going towards saving the celestial body known as the moon when it's really just preserving people's rights to moon people.
Right. Or like, or saving some panda named Moon.
With a sunshine face.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God, that panda has a sunshine face.
Let's name it Moon.
Oh, have you ever seen the handsome gorilla stuff?
Oh, I think so.
He did look kind of handsome.
Oh, yeah. Dapper.
Yeah. Straight up.
Dog.
Sorry. What's up, dog?
Michael, tell me. What's up, dog? Oh, not much. What's up with you?
Yeah.
What's up, dog? What gotcha. Is that? Why do you keep saying what's up, dog? Gotcha. Wait, is that what he says?
Yeah, he's like, he says, what's up, dog? And he says, gotcha.
Yeah, and then just storms away.
Yeah.
So demanding a promotion would probably be a lot like Dwight Schrute.
Yeah. Like, I think he does that a lot.
Yeah. Michael, please, please let me be in charge of them. I can do this, Michael. Michael, I can do this. I will be so good at it, Michael.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Here is my PowerPoint on 68 reasons why you should give me a promotion.
Yeah.
We also discussed slightly, and by discussed, I mean you said it offhandedly, that it could be demanding a raise as well.
Oh, a raise or a promotion?
Yeah. I mean, because when you think about it, a promotion is just a title change. A raise is what you're really after.
Yeah, nobody cares if you're president, vice president, as long as you're paid the same.
Yeah, like, I would be I would be office slut if I got paid a lot. I mean, come on.
Really?
No. If it was title only, possibly.
Wait, what? Just for the title?
Huh? No, I mean, if I didn't
You'd be an office slut just for a title?
No, I mean, if I didn't have to, like, give into that persona. Sure, what the... Nobody reads those things anyway.
Oh, yeah, like, you're just really good at baking pies, and you just bring them in for the boss, and they're like, you deserve a promotion. And they're like, what a slut, and you're like, yep.
Yep, wink.
Yeah. He's sleeping his way to the top with pies. What was that? Rhubarb.
Rhubarb. Makes the best damn rhubarb pie anyone's ever had. It's not fair.
He won't share it.
Doesn't even give it to us. He calls us peons and gives us strawberry pie.
Every time I ask him for the recipe, he tells me it's Betty Crocker. That son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch. He's crafty.
He's crafting pies, that motherfucker.
You crafting pies, motherfucker.
Pie crafting, pie-eyed piece of shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, look. It's Simple Simon. Oh, no, wait. Does that make you Simple Simon? Wait.
Simple Simon Pieman?
He says to the pieman, may I taste your wares? And I don't remember where it goes after that.
It's kinda, dude's a fucking
kinda
freak.
Kind of dirty. Dude's a freak.
I want to taste your wares? No, yeah. I'm wearing it.
It was the olden times.
Where it was a simpler rhubarb pie. Take a rhubarb, stick it in the mud.
Yeah, stick it in the mud. Watch it sprout, and then bake it with some chestnuts.
And some chamon or whatever that acorn pig you were telling me about.
Chamon.
Yes.
Chamon. Chamon. Chamon.
Chamon Lee.
Yeah. Chamon.
Man.
Man.
So, yeah, you demand a promotion, so that way you can really find your way throughout your occupation.
Yeah, we could talk about times that
I think the important part is demanding.
Yeah, not it's like not asking.
It's not like waiting around. You're like, listen, I make the best rhubarb pie. Yeah.
Listen, I've got several offers from Pies R Us.
Pies R Us.
And they are very interested. Rhubarb is in season. Rhubarb's the new pumpkin, let me tell you.
You know what's funny is like, it's totally probably rude because there probably are like pie fanatics and like people who are really like high up on the chain or the list of like knowledge of pies. But I just picture like this like nerdy stay at home dad with like an apron on who's like, so you enjoying that pie? How's that pie? It's a great pie, right?
It is great.
Tell me how great that pie is. And you're like, yeah.
Great is it?
It was really good. I just got to get back to mowing my lawn, John. This is my day off. You know, like I just want to mow my lawn. Yeah, well, first, just, hey, wait, before you go, let me tell you about this recipe. It's not just a regular crust. Like
some laced with LSD. And you are in for the mowing experience of a lifetime.
And I don't know if you could love or hate that neighbor. You'd probably be too scared about killing all the grass.
You'd probably be too scared into taking anything else from him for free.
Yeah. You'd think you're in a helicopter with your lawnmower. Turns out you just ran into the pool.
Yeah.
And it's like an above ground pool, so you're really going nowhere. But you're scared to death. You think you're like on the verge of breaking through the universal like tissue that holds the world together. Because you can feel it sloshing back and forth as you push drive and you have it up to rabbit.
Yeah.
Which don't ask me.
Oh, you're on a riding mower in this scenario?
Yeah. Yeah, don't ask me why they decided turtle and rabbit is a universal expression. The tortoise beats the hare.
All right, so this one gets me carrots. So this is my carrot fields when I'm mowing them.
So if I'm down on turtle, I'm going to lay eggs. But if I'm up on hare, I'll have a lot of babies. Isn't that more accurate?
Yeah. Kind of.
If I go to hare, I'm a vegetarian. If I go to turtle, I am also a vegetarian, but a much more creepy crawly one.
Oh, I was like, both of those are meat products.
I want to fuck with some people and make some like sea turtle symbols instead of like a regular ass turtle. Oh. Like, this is a water mower?
I think we talked about before, not on air, but having like on off or like fast slow decals that make absolutely no sense. Like one being
on what?
Like on a light switch, have the up on one be
the
like
dimmers?
Yeah, have it like be pi and the other one be like an icicle.
Hot steamy pie or icicle, but the pie is the dark one.
Yeah.
Everyone enjoys pie in the dark. No one wants to see an icicle in the dark.
Yeah,
that's how you get impaled.
Or like
just watch Grey's Anatomy. That's for you, Mrs. Claus.
Like a volcano and frisbee for to replace the Radbit and hair. Because
you gotta explain that one.
I don't know,
volcanoes just are dormant.
No, because volcano is lively. It would replace the hair, and then the frisbee is leisurely. It's a leisurely sport.
Like a pickle and a turnip.
Well, that's the other thing. They're not supposed to make any sense. They're just to confuse people who are using your things.
Association is what I do.
Yeah.
That's all I remember, and I'll never be fooled again.
You just said a pickle and a turnip.
Yeah. You got to turn up for the fast speed.
And you gotta pick a low.
That's pretty good. I was gonna say pickles are preserved, so they last forever.
Yeah.
They don't gotta be fast.
Well, unless you do a quick pickle.
Oh, quickle.
A quickle. Yeah, this is quite the quickle I've got myself in.
I got myself into a quick pickle. What are you talking about? Well, I walked into a bank and I said, stick them up, and then I ran away. Didn't even have a gun.
By the way, can you hold this?
Can I borrow your car?
Yeah, can I borrow your car? You can say it's stolen. Don't matter. They're after me anyway.
By the way, here's a will. I don't know if it makes a lot of sense. I tried to jot it down on the napkin while I was sprinting down the street.
Yeah. This is just in symbols.
They're not going to take me.
This is just in symbols, Bran. I associate everything. You'll have to figure it out.
I associate everything. You'll have to figure it out. That's so perfect. Man, my will is going to be all in free association.
Only those who understand are worthy of my gift.
All right, so here he drew a picture of a microphone. That must mean Kyle. And then he drew a picture of a piece of corn and a piece of fish. Is that like referencing like Thanksgiving, like the Puritans coming to America?
Corn
like
chowder.
They
recipe.
Taught him how to grow corn, so he taught him how to make fish. And then there is a PlayStation, which Brandon doesn't own. So maybe he means any gaming thing of anything. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe the fish means that he's like really floundering.
Oh, yeah. Well, does it look like a flounder or does it look like a shark? Because if it's shark, it might mean vacuum.
It could be a sideways flounder or a vertical shark.
Oh, no, wait. It's Kyle. Corn sucks. The shark vacuum suck. Corn. I don't know. Popcorn.
Decode it and are like above you in some whatever eternity, hell, whatever they call it, limbo. And I'm just like, no,
purgatory.
It's telling you that you need to remember Tuesday's trash day.
Just get it. Corn goes bad quickly, and so does fish. That's why it's trash Tuesday.
Wait, what are we talking about again? Now we're not talking about promotions or, what was it, demanding a bank loan.
Nope.
Demanding a promotion.
Demanding a promotion or...
Oh, yeah. What if we won $1 million?
What's happening at the moment? Because I think we're at about that time.
I can't look into my crystal ball tonight. I made a
solid
error.
Tall. It is tall, though.
Oh, it is. I almost just poked myself in the eye with a Post Malone bottle.
Hey, Post Malone. Bringing him back every season. Is that what he does?
Nope.
I still haven't seen anything by Post Malone.
Man, you got to watch the documentary.
Is there one?
Nope. But when it comes out... You better watch it.
You better fucking watch it. Just to make up for lost time, if anything.
Oh, really quick. Velvet Buzzsaw is awesome. I enjoyed it. Some of you might not. It's on Netflix. Check it out. Oh. It's got Jake Gyllenhaal, one of my all-time favorite actors.
I did not know that about you.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, if you read my will, you would.
So, I am looking into my crystal ball. And at this point in time... You're kind of reflecting on, you know, what we've talked about, and what do you leave to those who are most important to you. So you decide to take all of your valuables and bake them into pies. And
a watch pie.
Yeah, a watch pie. And that way, you know, you can freeze them and then people will reheat them and enjoy them and find the surprise that you've left for them in your will.
Which don't leave anyone your prescription pills.
Sorry. So you decide to leave your trunk of LSD in a blueberry pie to the...
Wait, sorry, real quick. Did you say trunk or chunk?
Trunk. You have a whole trunk of it. Just amassed it over the years. You decide to leave that to your favorite social group that you would attend, Mothers Against Drunk Driving. So... Mad. And that's the end of it. You get where it's going.
Double D. Sorry.
Oh, no. I don't have the heart to continue.
Just gonna give him LSD.
Yeah, you lace their pie. It's in your will.
Well, you didn't lace it.
Not me. You, whoever's listening to this.
Stop lacing pies. Yeah, you might want
to change your will a little bit and stop baking things into pies.
I didn't do that.
Also, that trunk of LSD, flush it. Not all right. At once, though.
I'm looking at my crystal tall, and it's just a regular work day, you know? Just like so many more that have happened. So many that have happened before, sorry. And you don't really think anything of it, but it's lunchtime, you know? You think, what the hey? I'm going to go out. I'm going to go to a fast food joint. I'm going to enjoy some fast food today. So you go to your favorite place. And you start pulling down towards the speakerphone, and it's out of order. Like this, so you gotta go out to the window. And you go up to the window, and the person opens the window and says, "What do you want?" And you say, "Honesty." And then you drive away because you found the real truth. Who needs therapy? Because when you ask for honesty at a fast food window, they'll shoo you away faster than a herd of cows trampling through a graveyard.
That really wound up at a more logical spot than I would have imagined.
The herd of cows trampling through a graveyard?
Yeah, well, you want to shoo them away quickly.
Right? I just thought of that.
I know. That was amazing. Jesus.
Did I already tell my joke? My dad joke?
Well, one.
When you told Corbin.
Oh, yeah, you told that. It's worth repeating.
Damn it. Nope. I already ruined it. Don't even remember it.
You don't remember it?
Well, I remember the joke. I remember saying it. Who's a what's it? Don't spell that.